You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
Yeah, but don't stop.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on The Fan. We'll continue with your calls here in just a second. In case you missed anything so far from the show, check out the free Odyssey app. All right, BT, let's get into the Knicks. Dude.
Oh, that's a good way to start it, dude.
Woo! How about that win last night? And we didn't think the Celtics were going to play anybody.
I know.
And
I
they
know.
Did. And you get people saying, oh, relax. The Celtics weren't trying. Okay, they weren't trying. Their guys played. It's in their building. And they got their asses kicked by Jalen Brunson and the Knicks.
They got separation the second quarter, and they flexed. They just buried him in the third quarter. You know, I know the Celtics made a little cosmetic run late, and it was annoying because all the Knicks starters were on the bench there. Thibodeau finally got him out, and they almost, you know, I don't want to say almost lost, but it was getting a little closer than it should have. I want to see like a 30-point wax job because the final score did not represent.
Yeah, but they beat him enough.
No, I know. But the final score did not represent how the Knicks punished on every level, the Boston Celtics. Now, the easiest thing in the world is to reach for Brunson. We've done that enough. We both think he's a superstar.
Right,
he's amazing.
But the MVP conversation, which we had months ago, right, mm-hmm. where it first started to come up, like, it should be legit now. It's no more, you know what, we think he should be the MVP because he's the most valuable player if you actually take it for what it means.
Yep.
He's done so much that I don't know how you... Remember we did the odds a while back. I think we might have even done it with Nick Kostos.
Like, they were like 10th or 11th, or he was 11th or 12th or something like that. Crazy. Right. No respect.
And now, like, I don't understand how you could have a more valuable player to their team than Brunson.
Because the award's been hijacked. And right. I remember when this came up, and you and I both were, mm-hmm. you know, certainly beyond the early stages of stamping him a superstar. We were in pretty early, not because we wanted to kind of hope it into existence or will it into existence, but because we both generally believe that. And I remember saying to Sal, I'm like, listen, I know it's changed. My MVP equation is very simple. If you remove, and you'll hear this a lot, if you remove player X from situation Y, what is the impact on team Z? And you take Jalen Brunson on this team, off this team, were they playing the Bulls in the play-in, if they're lucky? I don't even know if they're a play-in team.
They might not.
Honestly, if Jalen Brunson was not on the team and Randle got hurt, this is a 32-33 win team, and they're boring. Now, the Brunson stuff is amazing. Nice to see OG back and staying back. I'm going to tell you smaller development before we get back to these Met calls, but we had to get you know, sprinkle in a little Nick love here. I think one of the bigger developments the last week, but quietly, mm-hmm. but in terms of impact bigger, Bogdanovich has gotten some confidence here. Mm. Now, Alec Burks is just chained to the bench. Thank God.
Yeah.
He's not playing. Fibbs said, hey, I love you, you know, I respect you, but you're not good enough. So Alec Burks will not factor into the postseason at all. But the other guy that they got back in the Grimes trade, Bogdanovich, very well might. And the way he's starting to look now, there's been, I looked quickly last night, I want to say like 4 of the last 7 or 5 of 8, he's at double figures. Now, I'm not saying he's a star. What I am saying, you need a guy like Bogdanovich to steal a road game against the Bucks. I mean, he could be against the Pacers in round one, against the Celtics in the conference finals, against whomever. So he's getting locked in. OG's healthy. You know, you got 2 bigs, 12 fouls, very different skill sets. The Knicks are locked in. They look awesome.
And one more thing on Brunson before we get back to your calls here, 877-337-6666. To me, he's even more the MVP because we've seen what this team has done without Julius Randle and without Anunoby for an extended period.
Yeah.
The fact that the Knicks, I know Anunoby's back now, but the fact that the Knicks didn't drop like a rock in the Eastern Conference shows me that Brunson is, you lose your second and third best player, and you still are able to be a two or three seed. By the way, right now, odds, they might be favored to get the two seed.
Yeah, they've got to win the last two, and obviously easier than the Celtics on paper. You got the Nets and the Bulls. I know the Bulls are...
No worse than three, though, right? The Knicks won one game. I think if they win one game of the next two, they've got to win one of the three.
Three's not locked in yet, but it would be a wacky occurrence if they don't. They're going to be at least a three.
Beat the Nets or the Bulls.
And they're a three
and
seed.
And they're a three.
Now, the Bulls are playing for something. Nets are not. Bulls are obviously... It looks like they're going to host one of those one of those playing games there. But I think the Knicks match up very well against them. And, you know, again, you can't control what happens with the Bucks, who are playing OKC, who's playing for a top seed in the West, and the Orlando Magic to wrap up the season. But I would love this Knicks team, this group, all the ups, all the downs, all the improbable occurrences, both good and bad. I would love to see the number 50 next to their win. They deserve
that symbolic 50. It would be symbolic. But the fact that Brunson has basically done this on his own.
He's the man. He's the man. I can hijack this show. I won't, because I want to get back to these Met calls. But I tweeted something earlier, and we will do this at some point. I know you don't want to do it now. I don't want to do it now. We're not doing it now. At the absolute least, Jalen Brunson impacts winning as much as Patrick Ewing.
Come on.
I don't care what anybody says.
I don't want to hear the knocking of Patrick Ewing.
Don't mean I'm wrong. We're not getting to it. We'll do that again at some point. Like, it's easy to say he's the best Knicks since Patrick. I can easily make the case he's more impactful than Patrick, but I won't. Not now.
BT and Sal on the fan. Jimmy is calling from Newark. What's up, Jimmy?
Gentlemen, what's going on, guys? I know you're talking Mets. The Knicks, man. I listen, it's a great win from yesterday. This two seed, as it stands now, BT, you said a lot of games to play, two games left, anything can happen.
Sixers.
I wish the season ended today because, I mean, I do not want to see Jimmy Butler or Joel Embiid in the first round. I'll sacrifice a round two home playoff game to not see the Heat or the Sixers. And I know chips fall where they may, and you got a Herm Edwards mindset, you know, play to win the game. But I want that three seed. I do not want to see the Heat.
I thought about that last night with Shaq and Chuck. They were going through it.
Did you hear them say if the Knicks played the Pacers would win?
No, I heard it. I was watching it. Yeah, I was watching it. I was watching it live.
I mean, the disrespect is unbelievable at this point. It's almost just, and I love those guys, but
yeah,
come on.
Too.
It's an anti-Knicks thing, which has been that way for many years, and rightfully so, justified for many years.
Oh, God.
Not
yeah,
now
were
with
joke.
Brunson.
No, but I don't think that they've been anti-Knicks this year. I think that last year they were incredibly complimentary. Listen, they honestly think that for their reasons, whether it's Halliburton, whatever.
The Pacers are going to beat the Knicks.
I don't think that they are, but the Knicks aren't going to sweep them. I mean, the Pacers are going to win a couple games. I don't agree with their opinion. I don't think it's outlandishly anti-Knicks. I think they're reacting to, you know, what they see, and they could be right. It could be wrong, but it's not anti-Knicks stuff because Shaq has been just, you know, showering Brunson with praise, and Kenny's always propping him up. Kenny less so, actually.
If the Knicks lost to the Pacers, it would be a disaster.
That would be... everything would go crashing and it would stop in terms of enthusiasm.
And you know what the focal point would be?
Randall.
No.
Brunson, not a superstar?
One and Tibbs.
Tibbs. Yes, I agree with that.
Tibbs, number one, and then Brunson, superstar.
Well, what are the four things that I said to Sal yesterday? I said, Sal, we're going to learn four things in this series coming up. Yeah, well, in these playoff games. Number one, is Jalen Brunson truly a superstar? You and I both say already yes. Number two, can you win a championship with Tom Thibodeau? I believe you can, not with this roster, but I believe that he can with one more player. Number three, is OG worthy of a long-term extension? I'm not sure yet. I'm leaning yes, but I need to see him play healthy and play well for about a month or so, maybe more. And the fourth thing was, can you envision a future without Randall? And I can. But I think we'll get the answer more so about Randall and OG coming up the next 5, 6, 7 weeks.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right.
What? Oh, what
we
do we got
news?
Huh?
What do we got?
We do. We have Ranger news.
Uh-oh. Ranger news.
It's positive.
Okay, well, that's good.
Okay.
Filip Hedl is back on the ice.
What?
And he's not wearing a non-contact jersey. So
wow.
They're saying playoffs aren't out of the question.
That's huge.
Wow.
Just in time for the Isles.
That's major news. Now, I do have reservations about this. If you remember, BT, last we saw of Heedle, he was starting to make a comeback, and then didn't he collapse on the ice hop?
Yes, there was I think it was head trauma. I think they were worried about a concussion. And they basically said his season was almost over. But now it seems like things have changed.
Was this his first workout without the jersey, without the non-contact jersey?
Yeah.
First one?
They must be keeping this quiet because you don't go from 0 to 100.
That's what I'm saying. He's made some strides quietly, but now they feel confident enough to let him out there a little bit and mix it up. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
I haven't seen anything about Heedle even being on the ice over the past couple of weeks. So unless I'm wrong, he hasn't been on the ice with a non-contact jersey. Mm. So.
I still don't trust it. However, that could be a big boost ahead of the postseason for a team. I know they lost the last couple of years. I'm not worried about the Rangers, but you're looking for any final piece you can to go out there and chase the cup. Getting Heedle back will certainly help that. Yeah. If, in fact, he can be healthy and get in the postseason here.
Are you expecting a cup or are you hoping for a cup? Big difference.
Well, I mean, put it this way. I'm not going to lower the expectations because this team should go out there and legitimately contend to win a Stanley Cup. Obviously, it's hard. Predictions don't really matter. They've had teams in the past that could have won a cup but fell short. To me, it's cup or bust. There is, at some point, you got to break through. They've had the best record in the league. They're going to, hopefully end up with the most points here. They've got the best, arguably the best goaltender. They have all the pieces. I don't see any reason why the Rangers shouldn't win the Stanley Cup other than it's hard to do. Mm-hmm. And it's just, whatever. But, yeah, I expect this team to do what they've done in the regular season under Laviolette, with Shesterkin, to keep playing hard. You need to see Panarin do it in the postseason, obviously, and not have that drop-off. Yeah, the fan in me hopes, but I also think if I took emotion out of it and I just looked at everything on paper, they should be one of the favorites to get to and win a Stanley Cup.
I mean, you have to say that.
Right.
I mean, I just want to make sure we're on the same page here. Like, if the Rangers don't win the Cup or at least get there, fail.
Absolute fail of the year. Get to and win the Stanley Cup. By the way, I think Marash tweet about this. We'll break and get back to the calls here in a second. Mm. But the symmetry, we've always talked about the 30 years since, 93, 94.
You think about the OJ stuff, OJ Knicks Rangers?
Yeah, throwing OJ into that.
Yeah, I know.
OJ's dead now, of course. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, it ties into the 93, 94 season.
We'll take whatever we can get.
That's exactly right.
We'll take it all.
BT and Sal.
Just not a baseball strike, because that also happened in 94.
No, I don't want
that. The World Series was wiped out.
I don't want that at any point.
Donnie was getting to the World Series that year. The Yankees and the Expos had the best records. That was Mattingly's year to win.
Yeah.
And they wiped out the season.
Now you sound like Cashman, right?
So it's true.
Back then, the strike wiped out Mattingly, and then the cheating Astros wiped out Cashman.
We've had
a lot
of unfortunate occurrences as Yankee fans.
The Yankees have been very unfortunate. Very unlucky franchise.